Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 24th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Teach Your Children Well. The scripture text is Psalm 78, 5 through 7.
He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our forefathers to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands.
Among our interesting activities here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, is assisting our Amish friends with transportation. The Amish are a religious group who normally choose not to use modern transportation. They are perhaps best known for their use of the horse and buggy as their preferred mode of transport. However, for longer trips, they will travel in cars and request that others drive them. This week, Brooksine had an interesting experience. I'll have her share the story, though she'll change the names of the children involved.
On Tuesday, I drove Anna Ruth to the dentist and cared for her two young children, Sarah Louise, 1 year, and Aaron Levi, 2 years old, while she was getting her teeth filled. I decided to shop at a nearby country store while babysitting the children. It never crossed my mind that I could run into problems with Aaron, who only knows Pennsylvania Dutch. This is a specific language used by the Amish in the home. As we began shopping, he did what any average young child would do in a grocery store and began to select candy. He grabbed a can of soda, chips, small pie tins that he enjoys playing with at home, and all his other desirables. He placed them in the cart I was pushing with Sarah Louise on board. Well, I knew he was just seeing how much he could get away with, but eventually, much to his disappointment, I had him put the items back on the shelves. I did allow him to keep a small package of M&Ms. After all, we do try to support our Hershey neighbors. When I got to the register to place my items on the conveyor belt, I noticed the candy was missing. I knew Aaron would not have willingly put them back on the shelves, so with a little intuitive guessing, I was certain that he had put the candy into his pocket. I looked down at him, and he knew exactly what I was looking for. His eyes met mine, and with his jaw set and lips fixed, he very sternly shook his head. We had a line growing behind us with many looking on at this older English woman having a very strained discourse with a 2-year-old plain Amish child, hat and all. Before the conflict arose, I had been enjoying my time in the store with many looking on, smiling and commenting on the adorable children I was caring for. Well, I asked if anyone spoke Pennsylvania Dutch, and no one did, so I proceeded to communicate with body language to Aaron as I tried to retrieve the hidden candy. Eventually, after a burst of tears and much physical prodding, the hidden M&Ms was recovered and laid on the conveyor belt. Aaron was intent that the candy was not going to be returned to the store shelves, and the best way to prevent this was to hide it. You can imagine the story his mother, Mom, heard when I met her at the dentist's office. She said, "Just wait till Jesse, or Dad, gets home to hear this story. We're going to have a long talk with our son."
And I'm sure they did. This is a young couple seeking to raise their children for the Lord. The line still rings in my head from my pre-Christian days in the either late 60s or early 70s. I believe it was a song by a group called Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It had a line in it that said, "Teach your children well." That's a great truth, although I certainly doubt the original writer, and I would agree on what well is. Fundamentally, for the believer, teaching our children well embodies the essential truths of today's scripture portion. Within the law of Moses is a very specific command in this regard. Deuteronomy 4 verse 9 states, "Teach them," that is the commands of God, "to your children and to their children after them." The Apostle Paul commanded parents, specifically fathers, in Ephesians 6 verse 4, quote, "to bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." The phrase, "bring them up," conveys to rear up to maturity. Notice the content of the teaching that Paul emphasizes, which best describes what teaching well is. It's that absolutely essential phrase, the training and instruction of the Lord. Our main goal is raising our daughter Esther. In raising our daughter Esther is that she might accept Jesus Christ as her Savior, which she has done, and live her entire life till her death or the rapture in a manner that pleases God, living out God's will for her life. Our secondary goals are that she will be a faithful wife to her future husband, a devoted mother to her children, active in ministry, serving and giving of her resources, and living a responsible life, expressing faith and dependence on God, using the resources God has given her. That to me is what teaching our children well means. And certainly let me include here grandchildren and even others we influence in our broken world. Have you considered what that means to you? Are you taking your job in this regard seriously? When life, as we know it on this side, is all over, what matters most will be taking up eternal residence with our Lord and bringing our loved ones along with us. What a glorious day that will be.
Father, you've given us tremendous responsibility as we're commanded to train and instruct our children in the ways of the Lord. There are many times when we fail to be faithful in our godly duties as parents. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed and unable to deal with the challenges our children present. Lord, help us to sow seeds of Christian instruction so that we will cultivate children who grow into fruitful, godly adults. Help us not to despair or give up in the present battles we face with our children. For in due time, we will reap a great blessing from our labor.
Well, it's a joy to share with you this morning. We are Stephen and Bruxine Weber. Our ministry here over the internet, in this case the podcast, is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the site today, you'll see some photos of the little fellow we were talking about. I didn't choose to place any up of his sister. She's adorable as well. It may be interesting to listeners here that know something of the Amish culture. They do not prefer or approve of photos for adults, at least this particular sect folks that we are involved with, but they don't have a problem with photos of the children. In fact, know that we take them and use them on this site. And there are a couple of pictures of Moses up that really are cute. Last night I was sharing with them, in fact, I had another trip with them yesterday, about a Google book that I'm reading right now called The Google Story, and it's an interesting book about all the technology of search engines. And I was telling them just what happens when you merely type the phrase Amish child in the image search box. And it just happens that you'll see a picture of the little guy referred to today, although the picture is also on the email poster website today for those that want to look. I thought that was pretty neat. Let me also, and I haven't even written this yet, so I'm speaking extemporaneously about our daughter Esther, Dad's proud moment right now to see a child grow up. My wife leads the choir at her church, and they're preparing for a musical for Easter. And they've included the young people, and my daughter is part of it. And what a joy this morning to see her, really with a very lovely voice, practicing her music for that musical. What a joy that is to any parent when that happens. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful, stay encouraged, and keep teaching your children and grandchildren well.